This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Mattingly swings and he has a drive to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Back to back. Nina belly to belly.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
To save his life, call his wife, and
hey, 406, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. As we're trying to find out and recover from last night's game and find out the injury on Jalen Brunson, which is obviously the big story as the best, the king of New York, apparently. We don't need to have that debate again. But Jalen Brunson, obviously the heart and soul of the New York Knicks, the guy who was leading them down the stretch of the game into overtime with the Lakers last night as the Knicks dropped a heartbreaker to the Lakers last night in overtime, a game that was on the surface just to get to the game without even the Jalen Brunson injury is a tough loss, right? Because it would have been a nice statement. It's one of those losses where, again, where the Knicks are record-wise and you know what they are, they're a solid, you know, three at the worst now with Brunson, depending on how long he's going to be out. Four seed, you know what they are in these. It's just a matter of can they beat the good teams? Can they win in the postseason? And while the Lakers are on the West Coast and they're not the Celtics or the Cavs, it still would have been a nice win. They're up 13 points in this game on the road against LA as a 2-point underdog against a team that's as hot as any in the NBA. And have now won, I forget if it's 8 or 9, but I think they've won 9 games in a row now. They are the number 2 seed in the West. LeBron and Luka going off. And to go in there and take it to them and have a victory in Los Angeles, coming off a bad loss against Golden State and trying to resurrect the idea of them being able to beat good teams, it would have been a good win. And they blow a 13-point lead. I thought, you know, Tibbs has a bad challenge. They can't even get a shot off at the end of the game, which was absolutely killer. The tie game with 8 seconds left. You know, Brunson gets doubled. He gives it to Hart, who dribbles all the way to the basket when he knew he didn't have that amount of time. Throws up a layup that ends up going in. But after the buzzer, they give up how many open threes in the fourth quarter? They can't buy a bucket. They score 15 points in the fourth quarter to blow a 13-point lead. They're giving up wide open shots to Reeves in the corner. They're blowing rebounds that lead to 3 points. Like, just an awful fourth quarter that blows a lead. And then in overtime, they fall behind 5 points in overtime as Luka hits a turnaround fadeaway jumper at the elbow and then hits a three-pointer. And Jalen Brunson brings them back to life. Jalen Brunson gets to the rim. He shoots, 12, 14 foul shots in this game. He's at the basket constantly. He's not getting enough calls. He's giving thumbs up to the, he's getting frustrated by it and giving sarcastic thumbs up to the referees every time there's not a foul, but he scores 39, the leading scorer in the game. He's getting to the basket, 3-point plays. He's actually in a game that he didn't shoot well from 3-point land, 1-for-7. He's still dominating, 39 points, driving to the basket, creating for the Knicks. Holding on, the only thing going for them in the end of the fourth quarter and into overtime. And then, of course, as he goes to the basket at the game, 107-105 Lakers, takes a foul and, having seen the replay now, really badly turns his ankle. He hits the two foul shots, is unable to even, you know, muster more than a couple of steps before he has to stop and bend over in pain. He hits the two foul shots. They immediately take him out of the game. He hobbles off the court into the locker room where there is some optimism right now. It's being reported, Chris Haynes is reporting that there is some optimism that it's just a sprain, that it's not any worse than that, that there's nothing broken or anything torn, or I don't know, even though sprains, I suppose, are grades of torn. But it sounds like hopefully it's just a sprain, and who knows how he's going to be out. But that was a devastating loss and a devastating end of the game. To watch him hit those two foul shots, to send the game tied at 107 with a minute and a half left, him hobble off the court and then watch the game fall apart from that moment on with no real offense from Karl-Anthony Towns, who obviously missed the last game due to a funeral, and there's been a lot of buzz about that, and obviously the comments from Green that we haven't even discussed yet as he's killing him, saying he's hiding from Butler. And Golden State, meanwhile, he's at a funeral. But he comes back, and I understand he's human. He's going through something. He missed a game for, you know, a funeral, and he's coming back. He wasn't really much in this game, and he has kind of now got the knack here. And unfortunately, you know, I might be willing to give him a break for last night. I don't know how many Knick fans are as you look at what he's done in these big games and the no-shows. And Mikal Bridges, who continues to just be awful, scores 6 points in this game, doesn't get to the free throw line, and we just did it before. I don't have to bore you with it. But over the last 11 games, Mikal Bridges has taken 4 foul shots in 11 games. The Knicks traded more first round picks than Mikal Bridges has taken foul shots in the last 11 games. He has been completely lost. He has zero confidence. He never tries to get to the basket. His shot has failed him. His defense is not aggressive, and he's not. I mean. 4 foul shots. He's been fouled, taking a shot twice in the last 11 games. This is a guy who was brought over here to be their third scorer and change who they are. And now with Brunson gone and they're on this West Coast trip, and I don't know when he's coming back, because even if it is just an ankle sprain, it looked pretty severe to me. You could be talking about a month without Jalen Brunson. Easily. Karl-Anthony Towns has got to step up. OG Anunoby, who was really good in the first half of this game, and his offense has come along here the last couple games, and his defense has been better, and he's really starting to find himself a couple of games in from returning from the injury. After even before the injury, having a month where he just looked tired and slow, he's playing much better defense. His offensive game has picked up. He scores 20 in this game. So there are some positives. There are some signs. They did battle back. You know, they did lose the lead and come back and fight. They did come from behind 5 points in overtime to tie the game. There was some intensity. Jalen Brunson was doing the Superman thing again. But now, ultimately, the Knicks lost their first overtime game of the year. They blew a 13-point lead. They're going to be without their star. And there are two other players that were brought here to change who they are and change expectations for this team are going to be called upon for the next possibly 3 to 4 weeks to step their game up and be a much bigger part of this team, and especially in big games. So we're going to see where the Knicks are. A brutal night for Knicks fans. A brutal image. If you were up late enough at 12:45, 1 o'clock, to watch Jalen Brunson hobble off the court, that was a rough, rough sight. And we still don't know. There's optimism, apparently, that it's just the sprain, but we don't know. And even if it's a sprain, it's going to be a while. Rough night for the New York Knicks. Talked a little bit about, as we spun the wheel of quarterbacks at 3, the momentum is building everywhere you look. Everywhere you look. There's someone else talking about Aaron Rodgers coming to the Giants. I'm loving it. Art Stapleton is on Pat McAfee today, and he actually used the word negotiating. He said negotiating. I can't tell you how excited I am at the prospect of Aaron Rodgers becoming a Giant. He should still be a Jet. I've been on that. That's why we spin the wheel every day at 3 a.m. to find them a better option. I'm yet to do that. But Aaron Rodgers coming to the New York Giants, they draft a quarterback. Listen, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you could possibly say. Close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes right now. As a Giant fan, where the losing has been just a warm bath that has washed over us for years, close your eyes right now and imagine the excitement heading into a season where you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, a four-time MVP, as your opening day starter with a prospect, hopefully with all the weapons they have offensively, whatever the draft may bring, everything. Aaron Rodgers is your opening day starter, and Cam Ward is on the bench as the future of the franchise. That is as much excitement and optimism as I could possibly imagine for this year. And even if Aaron Rodgers doesn't get you excited, maybe the prospect of, I don't know, Gardner Minshew does. Does that excite you, Gardner Minshew? Huh? You like the Minshew? No? Jimmy Garoppolo? How's that feel? How does that wear? How do you feel that? Feel like Jimmy Garoppolo is a good option? Jameis Winston, right? He was asking Saquon Barkley at the Super Bowl. He did throw 30 touchdown passes. Never mind the fact he threw 30 interceptions that same year. But hey, James Winston, that's a good one. How about that? There are no better options. Aaron Rodgers and Cam Ward, the future and the present of the New York Giants. Can't ask for more, baby. Not from this franchise. 888-808-1019. Giancarlo Stanton got another injection, PCP injection into his elbows. PCR? PCP? I'll double check that. It is around 4:15 in the morning when I say wacky things. But he got two more injections into his elbows. Who knows when he'll be back? Surgery isn't even off the table. The Yankees need to operate as if he's not coming back. They need to go out of bat, but they won't. And it's frustrating, and I'm angry about it. They're hitting Wells leadoff, which is interesting to say the least. Cole had a bad game. A lot of Yankee talk. Luis Hill's going to be gone at least a month. Brian Cashman graced us with his presence. And, of course, the Mets had a bad outing from their elite closer. Edwin Diaz had a miserable outing in his first spring training. I don't think it means very much. And the great Juan Soto showed what Juan Soto can do. Great at bats and terrible in right field. So we got all that. That's a lot. That's a lot. Let's talk about it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tony. He's been hanging out in Montreal. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, C-Mac?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Just a couple of thoughts. You know, your quarterback roulette thing you're doing. What do you think about possibly looking for some quarterbacks that are playing in the CFL, Canadian Football League? Would you even look at those long-distance passers?
No. No.
Okay.
Not particularly, no. The guys who aren't, listen, I know that the dregs of the NFL right now don't excite me, but the players who aren't even good enough to make it to the NFL certainly don't excite me.
No, but sometimes you get a Warren Moon once in a while.
I understand. Sometimes you get a Warren Moon. Sometimes you get a Jim Kelly. You know, I get it. Right? Sometimes you get a Kurt Warner. Maybe I should go look at the guy's stocking shelves in grocery stores. But I'm not going to. I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers. That's where I'm looking. That's where I'm focused. I'm hyper-focused on it. I'm looking in the draft. I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers. And if that doesn't happen, then we'll look at other options. Russell Wilson has Russell Wilson sound. Even if he gets hurt, then you go to Cam Ward. They're going to draft the quarterback. They're probably going to trade up for one. And they'll have Aaron Rodgers. And Art Stapleton, my man. I love me some Art Stapleton. And I focus to say Art because I feel like I want to say Chris Stapleton every time I say Art Stapleton. But my man Art, use the word negotiating. Hey, that could mean anything. I know it could just mean talking to him. Could just mean, hey, picking up the phone. Hey, we're negotiating. Everything's a negotiation. Who's going to take out the garbage, technically, is a negotiation in my house every Wednesday. But down the line, negotiating. Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to feel good. Let's go to Eddie in Rockland. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, you know, Chris, you could write the song any way you want to write it, but Abbott and Costello and Shane and Dable are doing it again. They're devaluing the third overall pick, and you say they're not.
How are they devaluing it?
Because whoever wants, if there's a quarterback available at three, and they don't want him, like they're showing, they don't want him.
They're not showing that. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this.
No one's. Yeah, how are they not? Stafford a contract.
They are not in a position.
They're going for both quarterbacks.
They're gonna. Aaron Rodgers is not.
Let me ask you a couple questions.
Let's have a conversation. You said something. Let me answer you before you just ask me the next question, and then you're so down with so many questions that I don't even get the chance to respond to the first one before I have to hang up on you.
All right, go ahead.
Wait a second, Eddie. Okay? Aaron Rodgers is not a quarterback that you don't still draft the quarterback in the draft. Matthew Stafford would have been. I agree with you on that. Trading for Matthew Stafford probably ends the idea of drafting a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is a supplemental piece. He is the bridge quarterback, and by far the best option of it, the bridge quarterback where you still draft the offensive line. You still draft the quarterback. Now, let me answer real quick before I let you go to the next one. The idea that they have shown their cards by not wanting to draft a quarterback is ridiculous. Mm. Eddie, you make it sound like the third pick guarantees you a quarterback. It doesn't. They are currently not in a position to draft Sanders or Ward. So they are checking out on other options, and including trading up to get him. If they were the first pick in the draft and they still did everything they did and went as far down the line with Matthew Stafford, you'd have a better case. They are not in a position right now where the quarterback you know is going to be there for them. So they're checking in on every possibility, and including trading up to get one. The idea the Giants have shown their cards and they aren't drafting a quarterback is ridiculous. They're not in a position to get one right now. Plain and simple. You make it sound like the third pick is guaranteed to have a quarterback.
Did you make your point?
I made my point.
All right. Now let's go over a couple things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Two years ago, who was... We won't even talk about who's playing better.
Okay.
2 years ago, Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones? Who was rated in and a better quarterback?
I mean, Daniel Jones was a starting quarterback. Sam Darnold was not, so Daniel Jones.
Exactly. And why is Sam Darnold better than Daniel Jones now?
Because he's better than Daniel Jones. He always was better than Daniel Jones. He just wasn't in a situation to make it happen.
Why is Kirk Cousins not better option than Rodgers or Stafford?
Because he sucks.
Really?
Yes.
He stinks completely.
He didn't get benched because the season was over and it was time to see the rookie. Can I answer the question? Go ahead. Joe Flacco, give me another scenario. Go ahead.
Was he better for the Colts or for the Jets?
Joe Flacco?
Yeah. Did he play better for the Colts or for the Jets?
Hey, he was both on bad. He was bad on both. You should have said the Browns 2 years ago. You made a mistake right there. Now I'm hanging up on you. You had an opportunity to make a good point with him and the Browns, and you ruined it by saying the Colts. I watched Joe Flacco play for the Colts. He walked into MetLife Stadium, got his ass kicked by Drew Lock. He was bad for both. Should use the Browns. Ah, shucks. And your comment on their showing their hands is ridiculous. You can make the case, if you would like to say, Chris, I don't know how much they love these quarterbacks if they're willing to go that far down the line to try and trade for Matthew Stafford. I suppose on some level there's merit in that conversation. But to say now they're showing their hand that they don't want either of these two quarterbacks, they're not in a position to get them. They don't know. Tennessee needs a quarterback. Cleveland needs a quarterback. Cleveland's talking up both of these kids. There are teams that, like the Raiders, and there's talk of the Jets being willing to move up. You have no idea what's going to happen 1-2. It's a two-quarterback draft. Whatever you might think or anybody else might think of Jackson Dart or whomever else, Ewers or whoever else, this is a two-quarterback draft, and the Giants have the third pick. They are checking out their options. They don't know if they'll be able to move up to one. They don't know if they'll be able to move up to two, and they don't know if the quarterbacks are going to fall to three. So the idea that they should just, oh, the only thing, if you do anything other than just sit on your hands and wait at three to get the quarterback, then you're not interested. They have to go out there and check every stone unturned. It just so happened Stafford became available. So they had the conversations, and they came up with something that was suitable to them, suitable to the Rams, suitable to Stafford, but they chose to stay together instead of breaking up and taking the Giants package. But the idea that that means the Giants aren't interested in the quarterback, when the second Stafford signs with the Rams, all the reports are the Giants have turned their focus to talk to Tennessee about the number one pick. They want one of these two quarterbacks. There is no doubt. But not knowing if they can even get him, they went down the road with Matthew Stafford. So they're not killing their, they're not devaluing the third pick at all. And totally honest with you, I'm not interested in moving down with the third pick anyway, so I don't care. I really don't care. I'm either drafting one, I'm either trading up to get the quarterback, so I'm either trading up and taking the quarterback I love, or I'm sitting at three, and if one of the quarterbacks, particularly the one I love, falls to me, great. If not, I'm drafting one of the two generational talents. If I don't like any of the quarterbacks, if those two are gone, or it's just Sanders and I don't like Sanders, or it's just Ward and I don't like Ward, whatever the case may be, if they can't get the quarterback they love and they don't deem any other quarterback worthy of the third pick, I'm not trading out of the position. I am taking one of the two generational talents of this draft. Bottom line. And that's why I'm so confident. I think there's a really good chance they are able to move up to one because and not have to give up a first-round pick next year because they provide an option for Tennessee that nobody else does. Other teams might be willing to give up first-round picks or whatever else. Tennessee Titans, if they move down to three, will get whatever the Giants are willing to give them, in my mind, two twos and a three, whatever, and not give up a first-round pick. They get extra picks, and they get the opportunity to draft one of the two great players. That player will definitely be there for them because the Giants are clearly moving up to take a quarterback. That's why I'm confident that trade might work. Because Tennessee gets the best of both worlds. They get the pick that might be deemed the best player in the draft anyway, and they get multiple picks by moving down to three. The Raiders can't guarantee that. The Jets can't guarantee that. No other team can guarantee that. The Giants, and I suppose the Cleveland Browns, if they would be interesting to move up to one, but like the Giants are the only team that provides Tennessee that option. Picks plus one of the two generational defensive talents in the draft. So I'm hoping that's what happens. Plus you team them up with Aaron Rodgers. And again, like Kirk Cousins, did you watch last year? Early on, threw some touchdown passes. By the end of the year, he didn't get benched because it was time to see the young rookie in Michael Penix Jr. He got benched because they were hoping to make the playoffs and he was killing them. Like, no, I don't want Kirk Cousins. I'd take Aaron Rodgers over Kirk Cousins any day of the week. It's not even close. It's not even close.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over! A perfect game! A perfect game for David Cone!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 4:33. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019 on this Friday morning. Getting ready for the weekend. Weekend starts in a half hour. I had to go get new tires again, this time on my wife's car. I've been hit with, and of course, all the cars are all-wheel drive because I live up in the mountains. I've been hit with my car and my wife's car needing new tires in the last 2 months. Not fun. Yeah, I get all four. Something wrong with the front tires? All four tires. Living at Mavis. I don't like it. Frustrating. Not a fan. Hate tires. Expensive tires. 888-808-1019. I don't know why I just thought about that because I'm supposed to go take care of that today, I suppose. That's going to be my Friday. Instead of enjoying my weekend, sleeping, watching spring training baseball, not wrestling with my children until they get home from school, that kind of stuff. Instead, I'm talking to Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury?
Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro.
I got three things. I'm going to leave the Knicks to Omar because I know he's back up. I know he's after me.
Yes.
So all I can say is I'm sad injuries happen, but this is where Bridges got to step up.
I agree with you.
If it wasn't for Bridges, we would have had some trade pieces. But a deadline, I really wanted to get the dude from the Heat because he's a champ. He's got guts. But let's see what
happens. Jimmy
Butler? Bridges. Yeah, I love him. I love him to death. No, he's a champ.
He is a great postseason player. He is. He's a big game player.
But I'm leaving that alone for now. I just want to go with something real quick.
Sure.
Giants. Can you see it now? Tony Cutlets, Mommy Cutlets making the pasta on Sunday with his new quarterback, his partner, you know, Aaron sitting there, and then the father doing all the plumbing for free in Aaron's house, in his brand new house. He'll check his pipes. He'll clean his things.
No,
out.
I could see it now that him and he's wearing the same hat that his agent wears. Yeah. The whole suit, right. it'd be great.
You remember in Moonstruck, the father says there's three kinds of pipes. I don't know if you remember that fantastic line.
Yeah.
There's Kappa.
I don't remember Moonstruck all that well, Maury. Thank you for the call. But yes, I am excited at the prospect. I got to tell you. I don't think there's a better option. That, to me, I've been calling it the dream for about a month now. Aaron Rodgers as your starting quarterback this year with the drafted young quarterback learning from behind him, learning from underneath him. And if it doesn't go well, you go right to the young quarterback. I think it's perfect. Plus, I get a motivated, pissed off Aaron Rodgers. And I know we didn't see the best of Aaron Rodgers. And I know he had trouble playing through injuries. And there's bound to be some this year at his age. That's all fair. It is. It's all fair. I can't tell you. I know for a fact he'll stay healthy. I do think that he could be better from Jump Street. And just overall, a better quarterback a year removed from the Achilles, because we've seen this a lot. Whether it's ACLs or Achilles, you're better that year removed. So I do think that's a real thing. I know he's a year older, but these guys are incredible. I mean, even at 40, I know he might not be Tom Brady, but he's pretty damn close. I mean, he's in pretty good shape for his age. I don't think he's just completely washed. I really don't. I think he has trouble playing banged up, and he gets banged up. I think that's the issue. And they got to try and keep him from getting banged up as best they can. But I do think there's a chance you just get an overall better Rodgers from the Achilles. Not MVP Rodgers, not lead the Giants to the NFC Championship game like I hoped he would the Jets, but a much better Aaron Rodgers than you got even last year, and certainly the best option available, and a guy to mentor the rookie quarterback. Like, it's just the perfect situation to me. Omar in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
How are you, Chris?
I'm doing all right, Omar. How are you this morning? You okay?
I can say that I didn't expect that this game was that close, so I am I'm upbeat regarding this, that they play a great game. They lost. We lost Brunson.
Yes.
But, you know, like, in a deep, my point of view is that I have seen Knicks go to the finals, Knicks go to the second round, first round for the last 30 years. I want to see in a team for the first time this year, in this game, they show me grit. Mm-hmm. And the two guys that I don't get it from, the same two guys, Karl Anthony Towns and Bridges. Five first round picks. And Carl Anthony Towns, what are Minnesota? Today, in the morning show, they were talking about Julius Randle coming back and showing grit. That's what is missing this year. DiVincenzo, do you tell me that this game, last night, DiVincenzo was there and he's not hitting a big-time three in this game? That is the problem. And look at this guy, man. What? I am not even upset on him now, because for 9 years I've been watching. The Minnesota went to the Western Conference Finals because last 5 minutes of the game he was sitting in the bench. They wanted to get rid of that $226 million, and Knicks were the first runner. Let it get it. Listen, he's talented. He's a first over probably. First three quarters against the lousy team. He can give you numbers. But I'm not here for numbers. I want championship. I've seen first round, two rounds, finals, NBA finals. Lost it again in game seven. I wanted to upgrade. Carl Anthony are down. And Bridges is not an upgrade. Well, sorry, guys. No. That's my problem.
I, Omar, I understand. I do. And right now, it certainly has been an upgrade. And listen, Carl Anthony Towns is a starter on the All-Star team. He's one of the better players in the league. But he's got to shake this thing about big games. Now, I don't know if you'd classify last night as a big game, right? It's a Western Conference team. It had the sexiness of Lakers-Knicks in L.A., primetime game, TNT. So, yes, on a way, it's a big game. And they did show grit. And I do think the team has shown grit at times. Last year's team was built on grit. So, yes, it's less than last year, right? Last year's team was put together with duct tape by the end. And we're getting by basically exclusively on grit. So I get that. But I think you have seen grit at times. And they've been great at the end of these games. That's what's so frustrating about the Boston games and the Cleveland game is that you don't give yourself an opportunity to do what you do best and close out these games. They were 5-0 heading into last night in overtime. They had won their last nine games where, with 4 minutes left, the game's a one-possession game. Like, they've been really great at this moment, and Brunson's been the best clutch player in the NBA this year. So that's what's so frustrating about the blowouts, because what they're good at is finishing off these close games, and against the best teams in the league so far, they haven't even been able to put themselves in that situation. But, like, I do think there's grit. But Carl Anthony Towns, last night, I'm going to give him a little bit of a break. Maybe I shouldn't. I'm going to. He was dealing with something. He was at a funeral. He just came back. I'm going to give him a break just on last night. I'm not going to give him a break on how he's played against the Boston Celtics. I'm not going to give him a break about Cleveland, especially the last Celtic game where, yeah, he scored like 24 points in the second half. He had two in the first half. While they were getting beat by 30 points practically, 25 points in the first half, he was nowhere to be found. I'm with you. But I still do think that they are talented enough to have an upgrade. It's Mikal Bridges where it's the real issue. He's a nothing. All right, Carl Anthony Towns, you have issues with him in the final moments of big games or whatever the case may be, soft in big games. Fine. We'll find that out. Right? We'll find that out. But at least for the year, he's given you a lot. He gets to the basket. He tries. He's hit some threes at different. Like, he's played really well. He was a starter in the All-Star game. Mikal Bridges, like I said before, in the last 11 games, he has taken 4 foul shots. How is that possible? How is it possible that the Knicks traded away more first-round picks than he has taken foul shots in the last almost 3 weeks? How is that possible? He never tries to create. He never gets to the basket. He doesn't fight through screens. Like, he has no physicality or guts or grit to his game. He either hits shots or he doesn't. And and most of the season, and particularly in this stretch, he doesn't. I mean, how many of these games are single-digit points? He never provides anything. And this is going to be a big stretch for him. Because in my mind, I can't see Brunson being back anytime soon. So if you're going to be playing a month without him, if you're going to be playing 10 to 12 games without him at the bare minimum, Carl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges, who were brought here to change the team, as Omar said, to bring them a big upgrade to get past the second round, to get into the Eastern Conference Finals, to take on the Boston Celtics. Like, if that's what they were brought here for, without Brunson, they're going to have to step up. And I do believe Carl Anthony Towns can. I think he's shown that this year. Not against the Celtics, not against Cleveland, not in some of the bigger games. Fair, and that's something he's going to have to overcome. But just on a nightly basis, I believe he can bring something to the table and help them carry this time period without Brunson. The question is, what is Bridges going to give them? And if I'm Tibbs, I'm challenging Bridges, and I'm going to give him an opportunity. Let's run the offense through him. Let's push it on him. Let's see what he could do. I'm hoping that maybe this is a blessing in disguise where he's come over and he's had to play little brother to his former teammates who are older and had already been here and won here, and he was coming over and he was acquiescing to them. It's time for him to step up and be someone that you can lead this offense through. And if he can't do it, then the Knicks have a major problem on their hands.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
3-2, swung on, a pop foul back here.
Foul!
hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 450. McBonnie will hit with you on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Just a few minutes until the warm-up show comes your way at 5. Taking your phone calls till then on this Friday morning as we end the week and get you ready for the weekend. Stay connected all day to the Fan. We'll be talking, I'm sure, Jalen Brunson. And hopefully we get news later on today about the severity of the injury, and hopefully it's just a sprained ankle, and hopefully he's just missing some time, and that he'll be back before the year ends, and that they can get him back, because obviously the season depends on it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Brett in Long Island. Hello, Brett.
Thank you for letting me participate in your program. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Chris, how excited are you for Aaron Rodgers? It's going to happen, Brett. It's going to happen.
Chris, woo! Hold on, Chris. A caller suggested that the Giants get a quarterback through the CFL.
Yes,
he just embarrassed his country of Canada.
Oh, stop,
Chris. Your point about Aaron Rodgers isn't even logical. I'm listening to you for weeks.
Yep.
And I'm saying Chris is losing it, man.
Losing it.
How can you talk about what quarterback you want without even a contract later? It's going to be his last contract. He's going to want 3 years. How is it a bridge? You don't need him. So what I'm not going to get a lot of money. Receivers are getting $30 million. So would you take
receivers at the top of their game? Nobody else wants them.
Aaron Rodgers for 3 years, and even if it's right. So what is that's my
point.
Like you're just saying you want Aaron Rodgers. Start talking about contracts.
Why? I don't have to talk contracts. It's going to be a 1 year deal.
I'm taking you professionally and seriously, not like talking to my friends on a regular level. You're supposed to be better.
Am I?
Start talking about how much the contracts are.
I don't think the contract is.
I want this guy. How much money are we talking?
I don't know.
How many years?
First of all, no one knows what the contract is. I was just watching a clip with Mike Garofolo.
So
you should call him up.
Mike
Garofolo said it won't cost you a lot of money, and that was the end of the money conversation. I don't think it's going to cost you a lot of money.
I got to
give you the exact.
Otherwise,
hold on, everybody. I got to give you the absolute contract that Aaron Rodgers wants and negotiates. Otherwise, Brett won't take me seriously as a professional. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep this weekend if Brett doesn't take me professionally acceptable. Oh, no. He might not take me seriously. How can I live with myself? If I don't know exactly what the contract is for Aaron Rodgers, I won't be taken seriously by the great Brett in Long Island. And think of all the bad-mouthing I'll get on all of his 11 social media groups. Nobody will take me seriously. Do you know the tentacles that Brett in Long Island has? I'll never recover. So let me talk about his contract. I have no idea, but it's not going to be a lot of money because he's coming to a losing franchise. Welcome to the New York Giants, Brett. If he thought he had the negotiating power to get a lot of money, he'd be in Pittsburgh. This is the last ditch effort to save his career. It's not going to cost a lot of money. This is his last contract. The guy has made millions and millions and millions of dollars. He was taking less money and doing everything he could to get less money with the Jets. You think he's going to come over here and demand $30 million for 3 years? What are you, lost? And yes, maybe this will help you take me professionally. If he wants $30 million for 3 years, he's not going to be a Giant. And if they sign a $90 million contract for 3 years, I'll say that it's a stupid contract. I don't see that happening. He's getting a 1 year deal. Maybe he's getting a 2 year deal with, you know, money up front, and they can just get rid of him next year. And it might be a small cap hit. They'll figure something out and spread the money of the cap hit if they don't want to pay $20 million on the cap for Aaron Rodgers. It might be a 2 year deal to make it work, but he's not going to be the quarterback after this year. They're going to draft a quarterback. They're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers. And I made it very clear that I wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers unless it's alongside drafting the quarterback. So I want the trade for number one, and then I want to sign Aaron Rodgers. I don't want Aaron Rodgers just as the future of the quarterback position. I don't really want that. I want him. Part of the thing I love about it is mentoring the young quarterback. So clearly, I'm not looking for him to play longer than this year because I'm talking about drafting the quarterback with him. I can't. Let's not connect anybody. Let's not connect anybody to the Giants unless I know exactly what his contract's going to be. That'll be stupid. Art Stapleton didn't give you what he thinks the exact contract's going to be when he talked to Pat McAfee. Like, well, you got to, otherwise I can't talk, I'm not going to be taken professionally unless I give you the exact number we're looking at. I don't know what the number is we're looking at. I have no idea. Matthew Stafford made it very plain and clear. He's looking for around $50 million. I have no idea what Aaron Rodgers is looking for. None. It's not going to be a three-year deal, and if the Giants sign him to a three-year deal, I'll tell you it's a bad deal. And then maybe I'll get back in your good graces. Bernadette in Oceanside. Bernadette, let's cheer things up. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good.
And don't listen to that.
That's
well,
okay.
Don't listen.
That's okay. That's not
Rhett
even.
Rhett makes, listen, listen.
Yes, go ahead.
Rhett,
go ahead.
Makes, Rhett makes very good radio for a lot of people.
Oh, wow, a compliment. I didn't see that
yes,
coming, Bernadette.
A compliment because I didn't he's see so that controversial.
He's so controversial. He is.
And he's such a pain in the ass.
Yep.
And he's an imbecile to begin with.
Well, there you go.
I pity the woman that's married to him, but that's okay. I won't say
thankfully,
anything else.
Thankfully, it's not you, Bernadette.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Anyway, I have a riddle for you that I've been trying to get to you.
Oh, that's right, riddle.
Okay, riddle. Name three consecutive days without including Monday through Sunday through Saturday. No days of the week. You cannot include Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You cannot include them. Three consecutive days in a row.
Someday, one day, every day? No, I don't know this one.
No.
Oh, Fleelman's giving me the look like I should have learned it in nursery school. I don't know this one. 3 days
it's
in a row.
Should've.
I know the horse thing, and you ride out on Friday, and the horse is named Friday. Why do I not know the every name 3 days in a row that without naming a day of the week? Nope. Ken, Fleelman, break. I'm going to my lifeline. What's Fleelman's answer?
Yesterday, today,
oh,
tomorrow.
Oh, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, right.
There he goes.
There you go.
Ding,
you
ding, 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 ding.
I feel like
you win the first level prize.
There you go. That's very nice. Yeah, I've never heard that one. It's kind of obvious now that you say it.
I thought it was kind of cool, and I've been wanting to get on the air.
Listen, I thank you, Bernadette. Obviously, you had to. I'm the perfect guy to ask that. I'm too focused on the Gollum riddles in The Lord of the Rings. Actually, in The Hobbit, than I am in every day today. What is it? Yesterday, today, tomorrow. I guess those are 3 days in a row. And now I'm the imbecile. Now me and Brett are in the imbecile category. Thanks a lot, Bernadette. Trying to end the show. I have a good feeling about Friday night. I got to go into the weekend thinking I'm stupid for not knowing that old nursery. I never heard that one. I mean, if I had 5 minutes and didn't feel like it would be stupid to radio for me to sit here and think about it, I might have come up with it, but I really wasn't that interested in it. But I'm always up for riddles. I like riddles. Riddle me this. 888-808-1019. I saw that Robin Williams, I'm always fascinated by the casting. Like, you ever see those things, like people who originally cast in the movies? Robin Williams was originally the first idea for the Riddler in the third Batman movie where Jim Carrey ended up being the Riddler. I think Robin Williams as the Riddler would have been awesome. That would have been really a good one. The other famous one is Tom Selleck for Indiana Jones. That would have been a disaster. Although I do love the mustache. I do love the mustache. What was the other one? The weirdest one ever was John Travolta was originally, I think they originally wanted to do it with Tom Hanks, but then things broke apart and John Travolta was going to step in before Tom Hanks finally came into it. But John Travolta as Forrest Gump. Some reason I can't see John Travolta as Forrest Gump. Glad Tom Hanks stuck around. All right, that's it for me. A little food for thought. Now go in your own ways and laugh at me for not knowing that riddle. Everybody have a great day. Have a great weekend. I'll catch you at, I believe it's a, looking at the schedule, I think I might have a 5-hour midnight ride right out of the gate on Monday. So go have a fun weekend. Enjoy the baseball. Enjoy the basketball. Enjoy everything else. We'll get back to you on Monday morning. The warm-up show is next. Thank you, Fleegs. Everybody have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Sports Radio 101.9.